41 years ago, 10 Protestant workmen were shot dead by the IRA in County Armagh when they were travelling home from work in a minibus. Since that day, the relatives of those who died have fought and campaigned for answers. They have also sought greater access to records held by the Irish government. Yesterday evening, some family members of those killed at Kingsmills met the Irish Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, in the Armagh City Hotel.
My understanding is that all of the documents that are in the possession of An Garda Síochána in relation to this case have already been handed over to the coroner's office. What we are looking at now is passing new legislation in Ireland to allow An Garda Síochána to actually give evidence in an Irish court in relation to an inquest in Northern Ireland.
Minister Coveney said he wanted to reassure the families of the full cooperation of the Irish government.
I've read some media reports which suggests that there are files somewhere in Dublin that could be handed over but haven't been. And that's simply not true. That's my understanding. So I want to listen to their concerns and what they have to say and hopefully provide them with some reassurance that they have a real partner in the Irish government here that wants to help them to get to the truth through the inquest process that's ongoing now.
The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, also attended the meeting. Mrs. Foster said it was a good meeting and that they would continue to work together to bring closure and truth for the families.
We outlined our concerns in relation to the dearth of documents that have been disclosed thus far. I think the families believe that there are more documents that should be disclosed. He's saying at the moment he has disclosed all that he can. So we want to explore that to see how it is only out of the 90 documents that were disclosed, 60 of which were newspaper cuttings, that there's only 30 pages essentially of documents coming forward. We believe that there are more. And is it really credible to suggest that that's all the documentation that is held?
But what about the relatives? Beatrice Wharton lost her son Kenneth in the massacre. She said she was encouraged by Minister Coveney's words, but wants action.
I do believe him. But we did believe the other one too, but it has been difficult, definitely, day in, day out. I'm coming 90 this month, September, and I want to see something done.
Bobby Walker was driving the minibus when it was stopped by an IRA gunman. His sister, May Quinn, said the meeting was useful.
We just hope that the Irish government come up with what they've promised, what they've promised before, and we'll make sure that they fulfil them this time. He seems genuine, but as he says himself, he can only produce what the law says. But now that we have informed them that there are more documents there, that he will maybe look into us and get legislation passed that they can be passed on as well.
But at this stage, May said she just wants answers.
If I knew who did it, that's what I want to know. Who did it? Name them and shame them. That's all. It doesn't get easier. It's just the same every day. I look at my brother's photo every morning in the hall. That's me.
The inquest into the Kingsmills murders is due to resume next month.